Ой, у лузі червона калина похилилася. Чогось наша славна Україна за.
If America really wants to help the Ukrainians, they could donate money to help buy generators. I can get a generator that can do what we need it to do for about $600.
This is an update from Tom Bates in Ukraine. He is working there on animal rescue and bringing humanitarian aid to those without food or electricity. This time, he is speaking along with his friend Irina, a Ukrainian girl.
Ой, у лузі червона калина похилилася. Чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася.
Let's see, so much has happened since I left. Most of it good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Nothing really bad or anything. It's just been winter and the drone strikes have been very severe and life-altering for much of Ukraine.
I'm really glad to hear your voice, Tom. I've been, you know, kind of worried about you with the cold weather and everything that's been going on.
Well, my partner, Nick Tad, he ended up coming down with pneumonia here in Kharkiv, and he spent 10 days in a Kharkiv hospital.
Oh, no.
Recovering, yeah. And then he went home to the UK where he still is. He'll be back here soon. He's recovered pretty much all the way. He had some lung damage when he was at Mount Everest at one time. So it hits him severely.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm on my own.
Wow. But you've got another friend, Irina?
Yeah, Irina.
Irina.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I have her with me here. I'm gonna turn this over to her and her family if they care to join in. We're sitting in their living room, in their flat in a village outside of Kharkiv. What's the name of this?
It's called Elitne.
That.
Good afternoon, Mrs. B.
And, what I do have to tell you, update you with, is that Canine Rescue International, we finally got our 501(c).
Oh, good.
So, yeah, people can write off their donations. And, oh, there was something else on my mind I was going to mention, but it's gone as usual. The life under the drones and life this winter has been harsh. It's been very hard, especially in Kyiv. Kharkiv, too, but Kyiv is really struggling. The other day, I was on my way back to Kyiv from Kharkiv, and there's a major river that runs through it, the Dnieper, and they have several bridges that go over it, but they closed all the bridges in the middle of the day because of a drone threat, and apparently, not only are the Russians targeting the infrastructure as far as the electrical grid, but they're going for the bridges now.
Mm.
And they stopped all traffic. It was gridlock. But once they lifted the closure, things got flowing pretty quickly. What's amazing is everybody's attitude and tempers are good. There's a lot of stress, but they don't display it like you would think. The people I live with in Kyiv, they've been struggling right along with it, as well as the dogs and the cats that are in their mini shelter. Elderly mother lives in a apartment building several floors up, and when the power goes out, of course, the elevator isn't working, and they depend on electricity for their heat. Whereas quite a few people have gas as their heat source, and so far the Ukrainian gas lines have been intact. But what I did want to tell you is that generators are a weapon against the Russians.
Oh, wow.
And when we can gift a family or a community generator, it helps them survive, and it helps the people resolve to continue this fight against the Russians. It's a distinction I would like to make is that if America really wants to help the Ukrainians, they could donate money to help buy generators. And there are generators here in Ukraine to buy. There's still capitalism going on here. They're not giving them away.
Yeah. Do you know how much they cost?
Yes. Actually, some of my friends and other people have been donating money. I can get a generator that can do what we needed to do for about $600.
Oh, wow.
And Yeah. And that will take care of a family for the rest of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to spread the word that you can help make a family's life easier during this conflict, during this winter, $600 for a generator will take care of that. And if they want to donate it to Canine Rescue or me directly, we'll take photographs of the receipt, photographs of the generator, and the people that receive it, and send it to the donor.
That's good to know. I'll spread the word. Oh, I was just going to say that it's the resolve of the people that is just crucial for something like this.
And that's what Putin is trying to do, is break the resolve of the people so that people will petition Zelensky and his government to negotiate. And
right.
It isn't going to happen. No. These people, the Ukrainians, are resolved. They will not give up any of their territory. They will not bend to Moscow's wants. And I'm really proud to know these folks here. They've shown some courage that is extraordinary. Yeah, I met Irina this summer. We came to the village to distribute food, and we met each other with Nick, and we immediately became friends, and she helped us find our way around to other donation sites. And anyway, we've been kind of, we're doing a modern pen pal program, only it's on Telegram.
Yeah, sure. We still communicate with each other.
Yeah. I get to learn about her Ukrainian culture, and she gets to learn about American culture a bit. She's pretty voracious when it comes to learning, so she does a lot of that on her own.
What do you enjoy learning, Irina?
I enjoy learning English and American English-speaking countries' culture. It's really interesting for me. I try to find some interesting facts about different American states, traditions, and read American literature.
Well, I admire you for that, you know, in the middle of everything that's been happening.
A lot happened with me about this year. We had a lot of traveling to the Western Ukraine, but traveling is not very suitable word. We were trying to escape from this hellfire. Our settlement suffered a lot from Russians all the spring and some part of summer. Besides, my grandmother was there all the time. She even had some woundings from explosions, and it was really hard to leave there. Maybe 60% of all buildings in our little settlement are partly or completely destroyed. And it's a disappointing fact, but now situation gets better, and most of the people returned home, and now we're trying to live a usual life or something. Communicate with people from other cities, towns, and talk with each other about the situation and give some support. I'm really thankful to Tom that he suggested me to give an interview to you, and it's a really a joy for me that I communicate with people from other countries and they helped me to deal with this situation. I'm really happy, I think, about it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so important for people in the United States to hear this, to hear from, you know, not just the journalists and the publicists and whatnot, but from people like you. I mean, real people who are living through this. So I really appreciate what you've been saying.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasant to me to do this, to share my emotions, my war story with other people. And I think every person should know about what's happening in Ukraine now, because it's a situation that needs a lot of support. And I think if we will be together all the time, we Ukrainians win the war and everything will be fine. Yeah, I'm very optimistic in this situation.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Because, you know, it does seem, at least from what I'm reading, it does seem like things are kind of turning around.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's get you through this winter.
This winter in Kharkiv, the situation is with electricity is really good. We have the power and the water for the most part of the day, and all reasons to say that our president and our sheriff helps us to live this winter very well, to overlive it with all the comfort.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. We had a lot of this winter that there will be no electricity, and we will leave the same that was last February. But we live in comfort now. The situation gets better and better, and our military forces is on their big time.
That's so good to hear. But I'm gonna see what I can do about getting you some generators. You know, that's a big thing. It's because, you know, it's not an offensive weapon. It's a defensive weapon. And yeah, it's not anything that's gonna hurt anybody.
Last spring, there was really a need in generators because there was no electricity in our for more than maybe 4 months. And that was really scary time. And now lots of people in lots of towns need generators. It's a really useful thing. In Ukraine, as Tom said, it's impossible to buy the generator. It's at least it's hard. It's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really thankful to you that you help us with generators too. It's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
Yes, yes. So is there anything else you need, either, you know, from us or from Tom or anybody, any of your relatives?
My mother is sitting just nearby. And maybe she can say something about this situation. You don't know. She says that this is a very bad year, but we still try to be optimistic.
Well, you don't want to get defeated about this, because that just leads to, you know, a lot of negative feelings. So I am so impressed. Yeah. I'm so impressed with, you know, your optimism, your energy, and your willingness to speak to us.
Thank you. It was a good idea to speak with you, to give you an interview. I'm pleased and I'm very thankful.
So is there anything else you want to add to this?
I don't know what to say. Maybe I said everything that I feel about this situation.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have some other questions you may ask, but I don't know what to say.
Well, you've certainly shared a lot of your good feelings.
That's just what I want to say, you, American. we still people, we still live, we still communicate, love, feel some positive emotions, and war won't break out or us down.
I said I just received a phone. Irina handed me the telephone.
Okay.
Unless you have any more questions for her, I think she's pretty, she's expressed herself quite well.
Yes, she did.
And it makes me proud to know people, young people like Irina, and it is the attitude that just keeps on coming. That tells me that these people cannot be thwarted, that they will stand their ground and their resolve to finish this fight and to go back to the lives that they had before and improve and become a member of the European Union and to become a member of NATO. This is a proxy war of the world of NATO, and the Ukrainians are fighting it for us.
Yeah.
They, you know, there's a saying that the Russian military was the second best military in the world. Well, they're the second best military in Ukraine.
That's good.
Yeah. And it is the truth. It's amazing the difference in casualties and that the two armies are experiencing. So here, I'm leaving for Kyiv tomorrow, going back to Kyiv and going to load up with humanitarian aid and travel in a small convoy with some volunteer military folks. And we're going to Nikopol and Kherson. And we will be going in and out as quickly as needed. I don't want to spend too much time there just because it's been seeing so much violence or so much warfare here lately. And then I'll be coming back up to Kyiv and reloading and come back to Kharkov or Kharkiv. You know, another thing that maybe most people don't know in America is that the eastern and the southern part of Ukraine is primarily Russian-speaking. And when I say Kharkov, that is how it is pronounced, Russian. Kharkiv is Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
And I get them mixed up all the time. When people say yes here, it's da. When people say yes in Western Ukraine, it's tak. And leave it to me to say the wrong word to the wrong person.
Right.
Yeah. But everybody understands there, it is the Ukrainianize the entire country. They're trying to break away from the Russian past. And I will say one thing a friend of mine mentioned the other day that she really hates Russia for is that they stole her culture. There was a time when Eastern and Southern Ukraine and celebrated the same holidays as Russia. They did a lot of things that traditionally they did. And now they won't do it because they hate Russia and they will not. So celebrate anything that has to do with Russia at this point. So I can understand that. I was into watching Russian films before the war started, and I won't watch anymore.
Yeah. Well, onward and upward, right?
Correct. Yeah. And the younger generation of Ukraine is going to make this a one powerful, great country. Mm. I predict that in the future, Ukraine will become an epicenter of education, technology, and aerospace industry. It's happening here now. It's just being delayed.
Yeah, and with young people like Irina, you know, she has such a thirst for learning. If she's any indication of the rest of the people in Ukraine, it's truly a source of energy and knowledge and looking forward. Sure.
I want to say about the young generation of Ukraine and our future. I hope that when I grow up, I will make everything to help our country and hope that in the future we will still be together and our country will be much stronger than now. And we will just go ahead and do the best.
That's so good
it's
to hear.
It's a pleasure for me to help Ukraine. I love my country. That's all I can say.
Yes, it shows.
I will, add in that there is a small town on the western side of Ukraine, pretty close to Poland. I go through there quite often. And there's a school there that, at Chernilava. And I met the director of this school, the principal, and in turn I met his daughter, who just graduated from high school and is going off to university. And we were talking, and I asked her, what do you want to do? What are you going to study in college? And she wants to study political science, and she wants to become an attorney. Mm. And I said, well, that sounds like you're on your way to become a politician. She said, yeah, I want to be president.
Good. Oh, good for her.
Yeah, and that's what we need. We need the young people to take that on. I'd love to see a female president of the country of Ukraine and help turn around this miserable past year. And they will. It's coming. It's just, like I said, it's just delayed. By the way, I've been traveling up and down between Kharkiv and Slovyansk and Kramatorsk, going through the villages that have been destroyed by the Russians. They are completely empty of people, but they're full of animals. And I've been going in there and feeding the animals. I did meet one person that has decided to return to the village and is trying to rebuild their lives there out of, in a village that probably had a couple thousand people in it. There's one person now back.
Mm. But again, that demonstrates the resolve of the people.
Absolutely. So when they say, Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine, they mean it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's coming.
Sometimes we use the expression Slava Ukraini, the glory of the Ukraine, instead of greeting. Just Slava Ukraini instead of hello.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again, and I'm always looking for a new angle.
Well, it's always good to get updates.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. I will say that I've canceled my return flight. My lovely wife, Gretchen, she called me the other day and said I cannot come home until my job is done.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great support.
Yeah. She really does support me, and she understands the need for me to be here.
As you heard Tom say, generators are critical. You can donate through caninerescueinternational.org. That's the letter K, the number 9, Rescue International, all one word, .org. This donation will go directly to the people of Ukraine. Thank you.
Ой, у лузі червона калина похилилася. Чогось наша славна Україна за.